Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee. On today's episode, we'll be discussing a recent article by Adam Latz and Harvey Siegel in Education Week. While Latz and Siegel make important points that schools should teach about evolution, and students should be asked to understand, not accept the theory, they leave out much of what origin science education is really about. In Education Week, Adam Latz and Harvey Siegel offer a seemingly humane and generous compromise on teaching evolution in public schools. "Teaching evolution isn't about changing beliefs," says the headline. Authors of a new book from the University of Chicago Press, Teaching Evolution in a Creation Nation, they argue that students should learn about evolution, but not be indoctrinated in it. Students, they say, simply need to understand the theory, but teachers should not force them to believe it. While I agree with part of their approach, their propositions are obvious, almost too much so. They write, quote, "By teaching comprehensive science curricula that includes evolution, and teaching students to confront subjects they may not agree with, schools are not trying to change beliefs. Understanding is enough," unquote. On one level, this makes a lot of sense. Students do need to understand evolution. It is important that teachers educate them on the evidence for neo-Darwinism. This approach is also a big improvement on recent National Science Foundation-supported research aimed at investigating ways to get students to accept, not just understand, evolution. However, Latz and Siegel leave out some crucial information. For one thing, they seem to believe that only parents who think the world is 6,000 years old would have a problem with teaching evolution as unquestionable dogma. Not so. Many parents and educators who value critical thinking, and frankly, honesty in education, advocate that students be exposed to the fascinating ambiguities of current knowledge about biological origins. The authors, however, simply ignore that there is a major scientific debate over evolution. They say, quote, "Evolutionary theory is a building block of our understanding of life. As the best existing scientific explanation of the way our species came to be, how evolution works is vital for all students to understand. Students should not have the right to opt out of learning about a central tenet of contemporary science. But if students have religious objections to the theory's implications, the public school has no right to insist that they believe it, that is, to regard evolutionary theory as true," unquote. Much of this is very close to correct as far as it goes. They neglect to mention, though, that some scientists are currently questioning whether Darwinian evolution is the best explanation, and therefore if it is indeed foundational to our understanding of life. Researchers are asking whether natural selection acting on random mutations is able to account for the complexity of life. If Darwinian theory, with its proposed mechanism of change, is in need of a major reevaluation, as substantial mainstream scientific opinion now concedes, that should not be concealed from young people. Not if education is about seeking the truth. The real issue isn't creationism or religion versus evolution. I should add, too, for the umpteenth time, it's not about intelligent design either. See our science education policy. It's about whether students will be introduced to a fair picture of mainstream research on a vital subject of scientific inquiry. This brings us to the second part of Latz and Siegel's argument. Teachers should require students simply to understand, not accept, evolution. Again, this is true. A teacher should not try to make a student internalize any theory of evolution. They can simply require that the student learn the proposition, which should mean analyzing it intelligently, not just spitting it back on command, if they want to achieve a certain grade. But students may not be gaining an accurate understanding of evolution if they learn only the scientific strengths and not the weaknesses of the theory. Latz and Siegel try to outline what teaching evolution is not about, but they do not address what it is about. The goal of scientific instruction, ultimately, is not to confirm or upend any religious teaching. It is partly about how information is presented, but it is mostly about the information itself, interacting with it, and drawing conclusions based on critical reasoning and examining the evidence. This has been Sarah Chaffee for ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Doug Axe, and I have a new book coming out on July 12th titled Undeniable: How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. And I think this book will give you a new take on your intuition about the design of life. If you go to the website, undeniabledesign.com, before July 12th, you have an opportunity to pre-order the book and receive some gifts. You'll get three books, one called Science and Human Origins, I did a chapter in that, another called Debating Darwin's Doubt that I've contributed to, and a copy of The Unofficial Guide to Cosmos. In addition, you get an opportunity to participate in a private exclusive conference call with me and Michael Medved, where you can put questions to me about the book and I'll do my best to answer them. So go to undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, pre-order the book, and you get these gifts, an opportunity to participate in the conference call. And be sure to tell your friends and family about the opportunity to pre-order as well at undeniabledesign.com.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.